Oppenheimer, a cinematic exploration of the atomic bomb's genesis, was bestowed with the year's most prestigious accolade by the Directors Guild of America, DGA, on Saturday, February 10, amplifying the anticipation that Christopher Nolan's prolonged anticipation for Oscar triumph may imminently conclude. The British filmmaker, celebrated for his intricate and commercially triumphant blockbusters yet historically overlooked by awards committees, secured the DGA's highest honor in Los Angeles. Christopher Nolan expressed that receiving his recognition from his contemporaries for Oppenheimer holds immeasurable significance for him. Despite having been a contender for the DGA's premier award on four prior occasions for works including Memento, The Dark Knight, Inception, and Dunkirk, success had eluded him until now. Nolan now aspires to terminate a similar sequence of disappointments at the forthcoming Oscars, having not secured a victory in any of his five previous nominations. Christopher Nolan extolled his production team for their exceptional ability to actualize his grandiose visions, such as the striking recreation of the inaugural atomic bomb detonation, attributing the oft-cited feats of destroying a real plane and demolishing a building to their expertise. He acknowledged their unparalleled performance in the creation of Oppenheimer. Historically, 18 of the last 20 DGA victors subsequently won the Oscar for Best Director in the same year, with this year's Academy Awards scheduled for March 10. Competing alongside Nolan for the DGA's supreme accolade were Martin Scorsese for Killers of the Flower Moon, Greta Gerwig for Barbie, Yorgos Lanthimos for Poor Things and Alexander Payne for The Holdovers. Notably, Nolan will contend against Scorsese and Lanthimos at the Oscars, though Gerwig's omission as the director of the blockbuster feminist satire Barbie by the Academy sparked considerable indignation. Gerwig refrained from commenting on the Oscars controversy, merely stating that acknowledgement amidst her idols at the DGA gala was profoundly meaningful. Jonah Hill humorously highlighted the Oscars' oversight regarding Barbie, jesting about the film's 8 nominations as a significant oversight. The DGA's accolade for an outstanding film by a first-time director was awarded to Past Lives, another nominee for Best Picture at the Oscars. In the documentary category, 20 Days in Mariupol was honored, depicting the devastating onset of conflict in a Ukrainian city, a focal point of the Russian invasion's most ferocious battles, all captured by besieged video journalists. Director Mstislav Chernov, reflecting on a personal tragedy in his hometown, underscored the potent capacity of cinema to document history for future generations and provide solace amidst a world often overwhelmed by adversity. The DGA Awards also celebrated achievements in television, with The Last of Us securing the award for the best episode in a drama series, and The Bear triumphing in the comedy category.